You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
You can do a lot in one day. Travel to the other side of the world, write a short story, or even start your own online business. Save time, save money, and get your products online now. From $4,999 per e-commerce website, you will receive everything you need to start selling online, delivered in 24 hours. No experience needed. Just leave it up to Odette Butcher, the e-commerce coach for buyonlineshops.co. Google certified with over 1,800 stellar reviews. Forget the hassle and start your side hustle today. Visit buyonlineshops.co or contact 084-811-9163 to get started.
And that very Odette Butcher is sitting in the studio with me at the moment. And hello, how are you?
Good and you, Richard. Nice to be back.
Yeah, nice to have you back. It's also nice to be back.
Exactly. I'm so happy to see you.
You're looking all wrapped up. And
definitely. It's freezing.
It's cold. Did you go for a run today?
No. Today's my rest day.
Is today a rest day? But if it was like this weather, you'd still go for
absolutely
a run.
Nothing would stop me.
You're addicted to it, aren't you?
I am, yes.
You get quite miserable when you don't run.
Yes, I do. Who told you that?
I can tell.
I thought someone close to me might have told you.
No. All right. So this is our series of discussions about a digital transformation right here on air. And this afternoon, you are going to be speaking to us about Google My Business.
Yes. Okay. And we had a brief look at that before I left last time, didn't I?
Yes. And you said you were going to unpack it in more detail.
Yes. So all right. Here we go. Absolutely. So Google My Business is a free and easy to use tool for businesses and organizations to manage their online presence across Google, including search and maps. To help customers find your business and to tell them your story, you can verify your business, which is the little blue tick that you see, and edit your business information. So these are the benefits of having Google My Business, which all of us who have a Gmail account have access to. You can manage your information. Manage the information that Google users find when they search for your business or the products and services you offer. When people find your business on Google Maps and search, they can find information like your hours, website, and street address. You can also interact with your customers. You can read and respond to reviews from your customers. Post photos, as can they, that show off what you do. Businesses that add photos or customers who add photos of your products or services to your business profile receive 42% more requests for directions on Google Maps and 35% more clicks through to their websites than businesses that don't. So if you do have a Google My Business profile, which is a free tool offered by Google, it is advisable to keep it up to date and treat it like a miniature little website. Understand and expand your presence. Find insights to learn how customers search for your business and where they come from. You can also find information like how many people call your business directly from the phone number displayed on local search results in search and maps. To spread the word about what you offer, you can create and track the performance of smart campaigns, which are probably the easiest, what I would classify as an entry level type of ad that you could set up within Google Ads, but you can set it up within the app on your phone. Very simple to set up. And if you just sat down as a business owner for a couple of hours or even an hour, you could definitely create your first own smart ad. So what exactly is a business profile? Your free business profile on Google helps your business show up when it matters most. The moment customers are searching for your business or products or services like yours on Google Search and Maps. So for example, if someone is searching for hairdresser near me or framery near me or shoe shop near me, takeaway pizza near me, then Google will pull up the statistics and the details of your business and it will display that to the customers that are looking for your product or service within that area.
Because Google looks at the location and the IP address and all of that stuff.
Yeah. It will pick that up. Mm-hmm. And then if you go and verify and claim that business as your own, which obviously you have to provide information to validate that, then it becomes your business profile, which has a little blue tick status, a verified status, that you take full ownership of, and you would create, you would update your posts, etc. I'm going to cover that a little bit later. So remember to log into your Google My Business account to update your address, phone number, website, open hours, and more to help customers find and connect with your business. Keep your profile updated with fresh photos, special offers, and promotions to make it easy for customers to choose you. A question that we receive often is, how does Google My Business help me reach more customers? Google My Business gives you the power to attract and engage customers when they search for your business on Google. Your business profile gives you a presence on Google search and maps, allowing you to respond to reviews, post photos of products or special offers, and add or edit your business details. It also lets you present your business using a little website feature that they have in there, which means you can set up your own little mini Google website, showcasing your photos and business details in a beautiful way. And then, of course, they include insights that show you how you can optimize your customer engagement for better results. And you can also encourage more engagement by interacting with your customers from the customer tab. So people can direct message you through this Google My Business profile as well as upload photos of your products and services and also leave reviews. Another question we get asked is, does Google My Business have a mobile app? Yes, they do, and it's free. You can do everything you already do in your web account and then some with the Google My Business app. It has enhanced features make it easier to create a standout business profile on the go. And this one is quite an interesting one as well, is, can I still use Google My Business if I don't have a business shop front? The answer is yes. Whether you're a home-based business or a service area business, you can list your business details to appear on Google with or without a physical address. That one's quite important because we often think, oh, well, you know, I won't be able to get a profile. So best look into that and you might be pleasantly surprised. A couple of things that we haven't included, which I thought I'd just put together as a summary of key and free functionality of the Google My Business profile, is that it includes an online shop feature. So you can actually upload, like in WhatsApp for Business, in Instagram, in Facebook, and all the other platforms that we've been chatting about, you can create your own little online shop to display.
Within that.
Yes. Mm. And that would then display, let's say, your hero products or your best sellers. And within there, you can include a link, a direct link to the landing page on your e-commerce website or on your, you know, your normal site about your services. You can make your own Google My Business website, which we discussed previously. You can add photos of your products and services, and so can your customers. We have a lot of customers, when they are leaving reviews, they will also, if they have time and they're just kind of in that mind space of sharing, they will also upload a couple of pictures of their experience as well, which is nice. You can treat it like a social media platform and hook up your Google My Business profile to your social media scheduler. So if you're using Zoho or Hootsuite or any of the other top social media schedulers, you can actually include your Google My Business profile so that whatever you're putting on there for Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn can also filter through to your Google My Business profile, which is quite nice because then you have a nice up-to-date feed on your Google My Business profile as well. It's also quite nice to think about having a coupon code available on your Google My Business profile just to incentivize purchases and also to drive your website traffic. I feel that what I found online about Google My Business, which helped me, you know, outline our discussion for today, was they didn't really talk a lot about Google reviews. So what we do every Monday is we actively and manually send an email to all of our customers who attended experiences over the past weekend. And we ask them to leave a Google review for us. And we include the link for the Google reviews, which is it is associated with our Google My Business profile. And we respond to each and every one of them, which is very important. And it's important to note that if you do have a Google Ads account that is connected correctly to your Google My Business page, then whatever you are advertising for your business, very often your Google review star rating will also show in your ads that are displaying.
Oh, okay.
And that makes you look the best of the best amidst all the others who are advertising as well, who potentially don't have a Google review rating.
Mm.
And I'm obsessed about reviews, so I had to mention this as well, that the reviews are all independent and people are trusting above any other independent review platform out there on the market. Mm. They are trusting Google reviews the most. Mm.
Yeah. I'm just looking at yours at the moment as we speak. So the minute I put in Celestial Gifts, it comes up on the right-hand side of the page.
Yes.
And it says Celestial Gift Experiences, Activity Gift Vouchers Online. It says link to the website.
Yes.
Then there are, as you say, there are products that are available, and it says you can view all of the products. In this case, yes. I'm looking at a hot air balloon and a dinner in the sky. And you can explore categories. You can put categories in there. Do you put those categories in there?
Yes.
Okay. So you structure all of this yourself?
Yes.
Then there's questions and answers section, which I think is quite cool.
Yes.
And then, of course, there are reviews. There's 165 Google reviews for this particular one.
Yes.
And then the interesting thing is you've got the profile in there, but the very discussion that we're having now that we've put on the Facebook page and you've used on social media appears on this year.
Yes.
In fact, it's the very conversation we're having right now. That fed through from your social media to here.
So it fed through from our social media scheduler.
Okay.
So our social media scheduler has all of our social media social handles hooked up.
Mm.
So when we put our posts in, it already defaults to Google My Business, Instagram, Facebook, whatever we choose for which specific post.
I'm hoping that scheduler will be something that we're going to be talking about down the
we
line.
Can
because
do.
It certainly makes life a lot easier than actually going onto all the other platforms and
doing it manually.
Yeah. Here's a message that's come in. Can I stream you guys? Haven't been able to do for a while. Really want to listen to Odette. Yikes. Yes, you can. There's no reason why you shouldn't be streaming us. Our server is working. Other people are listening to us online at the moment. Sometimes it helps to restart your browser. Sometimes it is the browser that is the problem. The online stream is certainly working. However, that said, anything that is said on this segment on a Wednesday afternoon or every second Wednesday afternoon is podcast. So you can go to the website and you can download the recording of the conversation on the website. So do that. All right. So the schedule is something we can speak about down the line. And is that it? It doesn't open up further than that.
You can actually just click and open it up and just find all the different, you know, there's the website. I can't remember if we even set that up because, you know, I think you can also complete things almost, it wasn't necessary for us.
Mm.
So we completed what we felt we needed to complete. And obviously having setting up the online shop feature was important and the reviews were very important to me. But maybe to somebody else like a hairdresser or someone who's just starting out, who doesn't really have a lot of money to budget for a fancy website, they can make use of the website functionality that they offer. But I think what's worth mentioning is if you do go and Google, you go and do a bit of Googling, and if your business does pop up on the right-hand side of the screen, you'll probably notice that it hasn't been verified.
Okay.
So you might want to go in. You can kind of click in there, and then it will give you a little pop-up question that says, you know, would you like to take ownership of this business, or do you own this business and you want to get it verified? And then start the journey from there. Because you're very restricted with what you can do with your Google My Business page unless it is properly verified. And understandably so. They want to make sure that they don't have a lot of ghost businesses, you know,
that
online.
They're taking up space. Yeah.
Yes.
The other thing is it says you ask a question. So if I click on ask a question, it's obviously going to open up a facility for me to type a question in it. Okay, so now choose an account. Okay, so you need to have a Google account in order to ask the question.
I assume so, yes, because I also find with our customers that we send Google review requests to. If they have, let's say, a business domain name as part of their email address with us, they're never able to send a review unless they log into their Gmail account and then they can leave a review, which is a bit of a mission. So yes, in order to benefit from all of the Google products, you will need to have a Gmail account.
Okay, so and the Gmail account is very simple. It's a very it's easy to set up, and it costs nothing. You can have, if you've got two independent email addresses, like a personal email address and a business email address, you can use,
Yes, of course you can. I mean, you know, when we talk about email etiquette, you should really be using your personal email for all of your personal matters and then sticking to your business email address for all of your business things.
But you would not, it wouldn't be wise to have a Google, I've got a Google account in my own name or a Gmail account in my own name, but there isn't one for exactly for Zone Radio.
You could make one for Zone Radio.
We can make one for Zone Radio as long as we've got a separate email address from mine to use, because they want an email address that is a standard email address in order to set up the Google email.
Yes.
Is that not so?
So Google My Business can only be attached to a Gmail email address.
That brings me to the next question. When I go on there, now I'm obviously not logged in, so I couldn't do it. So when I go on there to ask a question, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, that the query or the question will go through to the Gmail account. Is that right?
Yes, it will. It will pop up as a notification on our side, and it's essentially like FAQs, frequently asked questions. So the customer asks a question, we get a notification, we're invited to go on online and respond in due course.
The question I'm asking is, where does that notification go to?
It will go to our Gmail account.
Gmail account, okay.
Yes, and the response will go to your Gmail account.
Okay, so there's no, everything is done through Gmail account.
Yes.
So it's, you have to have the Gmail account, basically.
Yes, and if you think about it, it makes so much sense because that's how retargeting and remarketing works as well. They basically retarget and remarket when that is set up in your ads account to your Gmail address. So that's why they need you to have a Gmail account.
Okay, so there's the reason I'm asking this question is because you can't get smart and say, okay, my business is abc.co.za. You can't send the query to that address. It's got to go to a Gmail address.
Yes.
Okay, so we understand that. I think it's remarkable, and I think that looking at yours, it's very nicely set up. Congratulations. But it seems like a bit of a no-brainer.
I think so, and it's an amazing how many people just, they just see this kind of profile popping up on the side of the screen, but they don't know that it's actually theirs to own. I mean, if you see a presence of your business online, and you're like, wow, Google is recognizing that we're in the area, we do takeaway pizzas. Go and own that profile. Make something of it. Really, like, pimp it up.
Yeah.
It's free.
Yeah, and put some effort into it. Because
it's free.
It's not going to happen without any effort. I mean, you've got to do that. Writing profiles, that type of thing. You've got advice for people. I mean, are there any sort of golden rules in terms of writing a profile for something like this?
I think with what I've learned from Facebook and Instagram and also LinkedIn, less is more. Make your headings and your captions really, really powerful. And if you know anything about search engine optimization, try to identify what the keywords would be if your customers are searching for you, just using pizza takeaway again. I must feel like a pizza. I think I'm doing
You don't
pizza.
Look like one.
I need a pizza. But if, as a business owner, you have a good idea of what customers would be searching for online, then include those powerful search words in your description, right up at the top, right up in the first sentence, and repeat it in a non-spammy way when you are completing your short and punchy, simple, simplistic description. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. Everything you say makes sense.
But the key words are really important about your business. Mm. So if you can identify those, you include them in your headings, in your captions, in your descriptions, in the first sentence of anything that you're typing about, and just repeat it consistently but in a non-spammy way. That really does help the search engines to find you.
Define a non-spammy way.
There's a description, a reference within the search engine community group, and they call it black hat tactics. And it used to be a way that people would just include, let's say, gift experiences. You'd write a description and you would include gift experiences every fourth word. You read that and it just does not read correctly. So you just have to be cognizant of your keywords and just not repeating them too often. The sentences that you construct need to be readable and
in context.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. So that's how you avoid making it sound spammy.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You'll be penalized for that. And when you do, there's no coming back from that. Okay. So don't even try it.
When you say penalized, what is penalized?
The search engines will definitely pick that up.
And kick you out.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah. You'll go to Google jail.
You are rewarded. The longer and longer we have the internet and, you know, all of these guidelines, etc., you will be rewarded from operating your business correctly. Mm.
Do they kind of send you messages from time to time and say, hey, that's not cool?
Well, what they would do
like
is...
Like Facebook does?
Yes.
Mm. So if you're getting it all wrong, Google's going to let you know.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, that always helps. That always helps. And as long as they give you a warning and
so
a chance
to rectify. So don't even
try
it, basically.
All right. Anything else on this front? Very interesting topic. This very, very interesting topic.
It is interesting. And I just, you know, just encourage business owners. I'm always searching about my business, you know, every now and again, just late at night, just go and search and just see what comes up. Mm. As a business owner, when last have you gone online to put in your business name or a couple of keyword searches that people would find your business and just see what comes up. So go and do that. And if you see one of these profiles coming up, you know, take it further, take ownership of it. It's a free tool.
Well, I know there isn't one for Zone Radio, and I think we need to make one because you can put Zone Radio into Google. The website comes up, but there's nothing on the right-hand side of the page. It's just blank.
Yes, if you have a Gmail account, we can do that.
Yeah, well, we need to make one for Zone Radio. I have a Gmail account for myself, but I don't have one for the radio station, so I think we need to fix that problem.
Yeah, we can sort that out.
Okay, all right. Well, it's wonderful.
Lovely being here.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you can go out in the cold now. No running.
No running. Tomorrow, start again.
Tomorrow's raining.
It doesn't matter. I have a raincoat.
Are you running the raincoat?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, my friend, who shall remain nameless, my sympathies this evening.
You're funny.
Because she didn't run. Yeah. And it shows. Odette, as always, thank you very, very much for coming in to chat to us and sharing your expertise with us. It truly is appreciated. And for folks who did miss this, you will find it on the podcast. But we do this again in 2 weeks' time. Any idea what we're going to talk about?
Well, we could talk about social media schedulers and also the type of content to actually post in your feeds, because people lack inspiration where that's concerned, and we have some rules that you could follow.
Sounds like a plan. It sounds like a plan. Now, folks, the lady speaking to us about all of these things, but she is also somebody who markets online sites.
Yes.
And she's running an advertising campaign on Zone Radio. Give her a call. Have a chat to her. If you want to put, I try to set up an online shopping platform, and it really is just such a hassle. I mean, to go, there are a lot of hoops to jump through, and this product that you're offering is ready made, ready to go
within 24 hours.
Within 24 hours, so it's worth looking at. Even if you have a brick and mortar business, online is a good place to be because you don't know when the next lockdown is going to do what, and then you're caught short. So give her a call, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to remind you in a minute. Odette, thank you so much. Eh?
Thank you, Richard. See you in 2 weeks' time.
Look forward to it.
Take care.
You can do a lot in one day. Travel to the other side of the world, write a short story, or even start your own online business. Save time, save money, and get your products online now. From $4,999 per e-commerce website, you will receive everything you need to start selling online, delivered in 24 hours. No experience needed. Just leave it up to Odette Butcher, the e-commerce coach for buyonlineshops.co, Google certified with over 1,800 stellar reviews. Forget the hassle and start your side hustle today. Visit buyonlineshops.co or contact 084-811-9163 to get started.